Do you want to be better in business or life? Do you want to be able to execute and succeed? You must have a positive mindset. You must believe and stay focused. Do you know what it takes? It takes fuel. Welcome to Fuel Your Drive.
Hey guys, welcome to Fuel Your Drive. I'm your host, Josh York, and we have another really unbelievable special guest with us today. This guest is actually someone who's near and dear special to myself. I remember having a conversation with this individual when I was working out back in the gym, telling him about the story about gym guys. And that's how far I go back with this person I'm going to introduce you to. But he has created some successful, not just alone a business, but he's created some successful image for himself. He's a big time influencer. His Instagram page has over 700,000 followers. And people, I will tell you right now that he will be at a million very soon. Really excited, proud of him, proud to call him my friend. Guys, I want to introduce you to my friend, Adam Pfau. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, Josh, thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure, man. It's our pleasure. Well, Adam, listen, I know people are dying to know this, and I'm dying to know it as well. Like, first, we're going to get into the details, but Adam, tell me a little bit about your background. I think people are going to really love to hear what you were trying to do and where you are now. And we can kind of dissect that and get into it a little bit more. But why don't you tell a little bit about your background and where you are right now?
Yeah, I mean, so I guess the short story is I started working out at a young age. I met you at the gym. I was 15. And like anyone who gets into working out, they become obsessed with it. And what do they want to do? They want to get paid to work out for the rest of their life. That was pretty much me. My ideal job would have been to get paid to work out. But that obviously wasn't, that's not a possibility. So I went to college, I majored in business management. I never really had any desire to be in that at all. Just continued working out and never pursued it like as a job. I was never a personal trainer, never anything like that. Graduated college, worked for an insurance company, still not happy at all. But again, I was always told that like, can't be your job, can't be how you make a living despite you doing it. So it can't be your job. So then after that, I didn't like my job, so I decided to go to law school. And while in law school, again, I mean, being a lawyer sounded cool, and I would have been happy, I guess, being a lawyer, but fitness was still my passion, and I always wanted to make it my living, despite always being told, like, it has to just be a hobby. There's never going to be a way to make a sustainable living doing it. But while in law school, I saw people using Instagram basically to make a living. They were basically doing something that I thought was not possible. I saw people growing their pages. I saw them becoming influencers, helping people spread fitness information. And I saw what they were doing and it was impressive. So at that point, I didn't really have a plan. My plan was still to be a lawyer, but I just started to try to grow my Instagram page on the side. So I think this was like 2016. I started posting at least once a day, most of the time twice a day, every single day on Instagram. I tried to be helpful. I tried to share my experience in fitness to help people as much as I could. I just tried to provide helpful information and my page would slowly grow and I just kept going. I hit 10,000 followers, eventually 20,000, 50,000, and I just kept pushing. I kept pushing and at around the time I had like 50,000 followers, I started to realize that this whole Instagram thing was very powerful. And if I actually set my mind to it and made it a goal that it could probably be life-changing and that I could probably use Instagram and social media to do what I always thought was not going to be possible and actually turn it into my full-time job. And I'm sitting here talking to you today, graduated law school, I'm not a lawyer, and I do this full-time.
This is amazing, Adam. I love it. And, you know, like I said, I have a close feeling for Adam because I've known him a long time and I'm very proud of what he's accomplished because, you know, look, we keep talking about this. And obviously, my podcast, Fuel Your Drive, is to fuel that drive. So Adam had that drive. People, he had that drive. Adam went to law school. He graduated law school. Now look at what he's doing. He's built a successful business. He continuously grows. But Adam, why don't you tell everybody in a little bit more detail? Like, it's a lot of work that's involved in this. Like, I know you spend a lot of time on it. You have to be super creative. Like, this is not something that just anyone can do. And I think maybe people would love to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you hear Instagram, I think the first thing people think of is, oh, you take selfies and you post them. And not going to lie, a lot of people do that. They do post selfies and they don't provide any value. And if that's what you're going to do, that's fine. But you always have to ask yourself this question. If I were not me or my parents, would I be following me? And most people, when you ask that question, the answer is no. So if you're not providing value to people, there's absolutely no reason for anyone to follow you. When I first started posting, I was always trying to provide value. I didn't know what I was doing, though. So I would just post random. Some things would be infographics. Some things would be a picture of me with a caption. But as I started posting, I started to see what kind of images did well, what people liked. I started to progressively improve the quality of my content, like more and more over time. So now it's at a point where, like, if you actually look at my page, you'll never see me just post like a selfie. I don't do that. Everything that I post, I try to be creative. My whole goal is there's plenty of people posting just plain infographics saying how to gain muscle, how to lose fat. And I mean, those are helpful. They provide value. But there's so many people doing that now. So my goal is not only to provide value, but to try to do it in a funny or entertaining way. Because one, it makes me stand out. But two, I feel like it makes it a lot more memorable. So like when you see an image of me doing something kind of funny, and I'm also providing you some kind of value in terms of fitness at the same time, well, now you laugh and you learn something, which is a lot more valuable to me than just trying to learn something, and a lot more memorable too.
I love it. It's really great, because this kind of ties into like how you have to evolve and change. And what Adam's doing here, and you can compare this obviously to how the world is changing with convenience and how things are just coming to you. Adam's being creative, and by being creative, he's changing it up, but he's being also very engaging. So as you see, this is something that has to be strategically done. But, you know, Adam, I'm sure people want to know, like, what motivates you? Like, what motivates you to do this every day? What gets you up in the morning and gets you really going?
Well, I mean, I enjoy it. I thought at this time in my life, I was going to have to be working a job that I was going to be unhappy with. I thought I was going to be miserable. So, I mean, anything to avoid that is really what drove me. But to be honest with you, if I could describe my ideal job 10 years ago before Instagram even existed, it would have been to be able to wear sweatpants and a t-shirt every day to work and help people reach their fitness goals, as many people as possible. That basically would have been what I would want in a job. And I found it with social media and Instagram. I'm able to do what I like to actually do every single day. I don't consider it a job. Like, people say, oh, so you don't have to work. I mean, you could look at it two ways. I say either I'm always working, because technically I am always working. If I'm not making a post or on Instagram or responding to messages or emails or thinking of a new post, I mean, that's what I'm doing. But at the same time, I don't consider that work. I consider that like fun. So I guess my work and fun is the same thing. If I didn't like doing it, I would have given up. And that's what happens to most people. A lot of people, they get into it, not because they actually want to help people, but they think that if they get big following, that they'll get sponsored and they'll start making all this money. And that's just not how it works. So they'll see people start posting for like maybe a couple of months. They realize that they didn't get famous, they didn't get rich, they didn't get sponsors, and they give up. Whereas that was never my motivation. My motivation was strictly just, I enjoyed it. I liked helping people. I liked the feedback I was getting. And a byproduct of all that was, now I wake up and I suddenly have over 700,000 followers. And I kind of forget that how many people I'm reaching, because the goal, again, it was to reach as many people to help as possible. But also as a byproduct of that, 700,000 people is a lot of people. And now I go out in public and people recognize me. And like, that was never what I was trying to do. I was never trying to get recognized. I wasn't trying to get famous. But I guess when you get close to 1 million people following you, when you go out in public, it's not uncommon to get recognized, which is funny, because a lot of people start out trying to do that. That was never even in my head. And now it's kind of happening.
Well, this is great. And, you know, guys, there's a couple nuggets you can take away here. And I don't know if for everyone who's listening, I don't know if you're dissecting this the way I am. But first thing, okay, so I always talk about how important culture is. Right? Culture in the workplace is amazing. And what Adam said was his dream was just to wear sweatpants and a t-shirt and go to work, right? Well, when you have a great culture, you can do that. So that's number one. So he's obviously created a great culture and obviously providing a phenomenal living for himself now. On the second side, Adam spoke about, you know, responding to comments. What is that? What does that mean? That means Adam is on top of his customer service, because it's a form of customer service, right? Adam, you're getting back to your fans, the people that follow you, because you want to keep them engaged. And that's very important, correct?
No, it's very important. I feel like that's also what makes me stand out. Like when I get a DM and I respond to it, usually like 9 times out of 10, the first response to my response is, oh my God, I can't believe you responded. Because you send a message to an account, even with 10,000 followers, you're not expecting a response. And then you get a response from me. Not only are you getting a response, but it's typically pretty quickly too. And people are just amazed.
And that's great, because I know Adam, and Adam's obsessed. And I always talk about how it's important is to be obsessed. I've heard this a while ago and I just love it. Your obsessions become your possessions. But, you know, Adam and I are big into fitness. We love working out. And Adam and I have these conversations all the time. You know, some days you just don't feel like going to the gym. You know, you'd rather not work out. But you know what? I talk about it. And it also ties into what Adam's doing. Discipline. It's about being disciplined. So, Adam, so tell me a little bit, you know, as far as obviously discipline ties into that, but what inspires you? Like, who inspires you? What inspires you? You know, what gives you that drive to keep that discipline every day? Is there people that you look up to, or whether it's on social media or in general, like, what really gets you rocking?
I mean, it started with I saw other people growing their Instagram account, and I'm like, what does this person have that I don't? Like, I'm in shape. Like, I know they didn't have anything over me other than they were trying to do it. So I saw first there was some people doing it who I felt like if they could do it, why not me? And then I realized that the reason it wasn't me was because I didn't try. I would listen to like Gary Vee videos and podcasts, and basically people listen to Gary Vee for motivation. He tells you to get to go do something, and everyone's like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then they go to their job, they come home, and they're like, maybe tomorrow. And I was in law school, and it was getting close to like the end, and I saw the end of school. I'm like, you know what? If I don't make this happen now, it's never going to happen, and I'm going to look back on my life, and I'm going to regret that I didn't at least try. I mean, I could have tried. This could have failed. I mean, I would have been okay if I failed. At least I tried, but I wasn't okay with just looking back and saying, what if? So I guess between seeing people doing it, because people, they get jealous, but I always look at other people, and rather than get jealous, seeing other people do it made me realize that it's possible. So if you see other people doing it, then it's clearly possible. That combined with, I guess, listening to some motivational things and just having some realizations that my life was, I was not going to be happy if I didn't try this. It just motivated me to do it. And I'm not going to, it wasn't easy. If you guys know, I'm sure a lot of people, anyone involved with Instagram, you hear the term the algorithm thrown around all the time. And I mean, the algorithm is a real thing. It's frustrating. It's probably more difficult right now to do well on Instagram than it ever was. It was significantly easier last year, but I didn't give up. I mean, I still pushed through, and I'm glad I did. I mean, I'm not going to say every single day is easy. I mean, there's obviously frustrating times, but when I compare that to would have been, I mean, I have no complaints.
That's fantastic, Adam. Well, Adam, I'm sure you had some failures, because failure is part of success, right? I have tons of failures, continue to have failures, and the difference between the people that make it and head to the top and continue moving are the ones that are going to succeed, and that's just never quitting. So, you know, have you had any failures so far?
I think when you first start to grow a page, you have that like initial goal, or at least you want a company to reach out to you, and you want to like get paid to promote something. So I feel like in the beginning, anytime any company comes out and approaches you to like to make a sponsored post, you're just so excited that company wants to work with you that you kind of, you don't even think twice, and you're just like, yes, I'll do it. I want to get paid to do this. That's so cool. So like in the beginning, if a company would reach out to me, even if I wasn't like crazy about the company, I would like make a story post or whatever, or I make a post about it just because I thought it was cool that a company actually wanted to work with me. But now I'm at the point where it's the opposite. Now I get companies that reach out to me every day, and I'm very picky because I realize that the word influencer, you're actually, whether you realize it or not, like what I say and what I do, it actually influences what people think. So I can't just be associated with every single product, every single brand. And the truth is I probably turn down 90% of offers that people want to work with me on because I just don't want that to be my brand. So I think a mistake that people make is they get so excited just to be associated with anyone, whether it's a supplement or whatever. They don't really think what it's going to do for their long-term brand. And I mean, I guess you should be, I learn now to be patient and not just accept stuff because someone wants to pay you. It's just not worth it.
Makes sense. So you personally haven't really experienced any failure. You're just kind of sharing other views of how other people kind of jump into things too much and make that bad move.
I can't say I took any terrible sponsorship opportunities or anything, but I mean, there were a couple products that like, if I was offered them now, I would have not done them, but I can't say I had any massive failures right now.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. Well, in your opinion, you know, and I like to keep these interviews kind of under a half hour so we can provide value and it's a quick listen. So I want to definitely have a couple more questions and kind of wrap it up, Adam. But Adam, what would you really, in your opinion, say the key to success is?
I mean, you really need to do stuff for the right reasons. I mean, if your goal with anything is just to make money and you're not passionate about it, it's not going to work. So, I mean, it sounds cliche and you hear it all the time that you should do something that you're passionate about. But I mean, it's true, because I was passionate about fitness my entire life, but I didn't even try to make a living out of it just because I was told I couldn't do it. And honestly, just because you have an Instagram account doesn't mean you're going to make a living. There's plenty of people with big followings that don't make a living. But as long as you just get on that path and you're passionate about something, it's going to work out. Doors open, things develop, situations pop up. As long as you're passionate about it and you're doing it for the right reasons, it'll work out. I mean, you started Gym Guys because you were passionate about fitness. If you started a completely unrelated company to your interests, you probably would not have had the same success or passion, because you don't wake up every day having a passion for ballet equipment. You wake up for a passion for fitness. So, I mean, I really do feel that you should do something that you're actually passionate about. And even if it seems like it's not going to work out, even if it seems like you're not going anywhere, if you just stick with something, you just get on the path, start meeting the right people, making the right connections, you don't know where it's going to go. And I experienced that firsthand. I had no idea where this was going to go, and I'm so glad I did it.
Adam, I love it, man, because what you said is so true. It's not cliche. It's a fact. Passion wins, people. Listen to what my man Adam just said. Be passionate. Be passionate about what you do. Love it. Obsess over it. Guys, Adam is the perfect example of this. So, you know, really appreciate that, Adam, because it's very true. And I'm sure our listeners are going to appreciate it. But, you know, last question I always like to finish with, Adam, is if you were conducting this interview, what question would you ask?
Good question. I know that if you're trying to build it, it depends who's listening to this. If you're trying to build an Instagram account, well, then I know that the question is always, what tips do you have to build your Instagram account? So I get that asked all the time, and it's such a generic question. It's the same. It's kind of like asking someone, hey, how do you become successful? Like, there's no simple answer. But if you are trying to build an Instagram account, you're trying to be big in social media, the main thing is to provide first valuable content that stands out from everyone else. So I'm asking the question. I'm also answering it. So you need to provide valuable content. Plenty of people do it, but you need to provide valuable content. And ideally, you want to be creative and be different. So not just valuable, but unique. So if you have that, that's the first step. But you also need to be consistent. So plenty of people, they provide valuable content. They post on their Instagram once a week, maybe twice a week. You need to be posting every single day. I said in the very beginning that I started like 2016, I posted at least once a day, most of the time twice a day, every day. I haven't skipped a day since I started this. So it's the end of 2018 now. I'm pretty sure I've gone 2 years without skipping a single day posting. And most of those days have been at least two. So if you want to grow on Instagram, create content. It has to be unique, has to be valuable, has to be helpful. And then you need to be consistent. And if you do all those things, you're going to see what works. You're going to see what doesn't work. You're going to start doing more of what does work. And then hopefully you also enjoy it, because if you enjoy it, you're going to keep going. I've been doing this for 2 years now, and I still wake up every day excited to make a post and interact with people and see it. And I still find it fun. So if you're not doing it for the right reasons, and even if you're doing all those things, it's not going to last. So that's my Instagram advice for you guys.
Beautiful. Well, listen, really appreciate that, Adam. And it's really spot on. And, you know, I really appreciate you coming on to Fuel Your Drive podcast. You know, why don't you share with everybody so everyone can follow you? Where can people find you, Adam?
Yeah, you can follow my Instagram at AFAL. It's my first initial A for Adam, and then my last name is Fau, P-F-A-U. Kind of glad I got that username secured in 2012 when I started the account as a personal account. I never thought it would grow to what it is now, but AFAL.
Love it. Well, listen, people, this guy's proof in the pudding right here. My good friend Adam can do it. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do whatever they put their mind to. And just to show you, Adam went to school to be a lawyer, and now he's having amazing, unbelievable success in what he's doing. And Adam, thank you so much for your time. It's greatly appreciated. I'm sure people are really going to love this episode, get a lot of value of it, and check them out, Adam. All right? Check them out.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, Fuel Your Drive. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. And also, make sure you follow Gym Guys on Instagram. And of course, myself, Josh York GG. We're going to change the world. And we want to help you along the journey.